AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Asian stock markets declined again. The trade war President Donald Trump promised has begun, threatening the world economy and straining the United States' long-standing alliances in Europe and Asia. Daniel Fernando, owner of computer repair company Technasia, says higher costs will be passed along to consumers.
Me, I charge flat fee for my service, but the customer have to pay the cost for the part. And because the tariff increase, of course, the cost of the part is going to be increasing.
With reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump was asked if he'd consider giving Elon Musk a new job after his status as a special government employee runs out around the end of May.
Do you think you would appoint him to another position once his 130 days?
Well, I would. I think Elon's great, but he also has a company to run or a number of companies to run. You know, that he can do this, that he can find the time. He loves the country. That's why he does it. But we're in no rush. But there'll be a point at which time Elon's going to have to leave.
States are challenging President Trump's attempt to reshape elections. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Democratic officials in 19 states are suing to block key aspects of President Trump's executive order on elections. Those include new requirements that people provide documentary proof of citizenship when registering to vote, and a demand that all mail ballots be received by Election Day. In signing the order, President Trump said,
"We got to straighten out our election. This country is so sick because of the election, the fake elections and the bad elections. And we're going to straighten it out one way or the other."
But the state's attorneys general say the order violates the clear authority the Constitution gives states to set their own election rules. They call it unconstitutional, anti-democratic, and un-American. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. A judge wants answers about deportations to El Salvador.
A federal judge says the Trump administration may have acted in bad faith by trying to rush Venezuelan migrants out of the country. District Judge Jeb Boasberg pressed a Justice Department lawyer to explain why his orders were ignored to turn the plane around. Frustration is growing at the White House over court orders blocking the president's immigration agenda. President Trump has called for Judge Boasberg's impeachment. Boasberg ordered the administration last month not to deport anyone in its custody under the Alien Enemies Act, a 1798 wartime law invoked by the president. The judge told a Justice Department lawyer he suspects the government may have acted in bad faith throughout that day. The Justice Department says the order wasn't violated. It didn't apply to planes that had already left U.S. airspace by the time his command came down. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.